Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, to the email. She caught her on-off boyfriend taking another woman out. So why is this even a debate on if it's cheating or not? Kristen's got the email.
I've been dating my now ex-boyfriend on and off again for 4 years. About 2 years ago, I broke things off because he became very distant and couldn't tell me what he saw for us in our future. Now, be minded, he's on a prescribed medication for being bipolar and has anxiety, depression, and drinks with it on and off. We were broken up for about 3 months. He didn't try to reach out to me or anything until he heard and saw that I started to date another man. He was then trying everything and anything to get me back, including apologizing to my parents about his behavior. He promised me the world and that he got me, and that he got me a promise ring. Ooh. So we got back. He's not a fan of the promise ring.
Promise rings are so cheesy.
So we got back together and he asked me to move in. Now we both own our own homes about a mile apart. I agreed to move in with him to see how things would work out. Everything was perfect in the beginning. A few months later, started acting distant again. This time I noticed his drinking problem along with the medication he's taking. His behavior seems to have a pattern. So I moved back home. I was at his place for about 6 months. A month later, he comes crying back to me, knows that he's the problem. He wants to fix things. As dumb as I am, I believed him and went back. Well, as time is going by, I have been asking him where this promise ring is that he promised me from 2 years ago. And are we going to start having a family? I'm getting older. My baby clock's a ticking. He always likes to ignore the question and tell me, why can't I just let things unfold? Oh, man, that's such a BS response. Mm. In my head, I'm thinking, I did. It's been 2 years. How much more does a person need to let things unfold? So we went on a trip in September, and I asked him if he was attracted to me. He said, yes, why? I said, no reason. But really, the reason is he hasn't been intimate or affectionate for at least 6 months.
Oh.
I finally just ended things again, as he always manipulates what I say and blames everything on me. I want to say I gave him an ultimatum and he was stressed out about it and asked me why I felt I had the upper hand on him is as if I'm the best thing out there.
Ooh.
Well, that was it for me. But now he blames me for breaking things off and really I feel like it was him all along being a coward that couldn't do it himself. It gets better. I broke things off with him on a Monday. He came to my house and tried to call me and told me he loves me, but I wasn't home because I was working. But then Saturday, he was out with another girl at Ruth Chris.
Fancy.
With a rose petal dinner. Now, mind it, he hasn't taken me out for dinner or anything for 4 months because he's always tired. I need your help on what to do. I want to find out who the girl is just for my sanity. And I remember you guys doing the send the flower thing and was wondering if you can help me out. I appreciate your time. So she has no interest whatsoever with being with this man. She just wants to know who the hell he took to Ruth Chris for a rose petal dinner.
It was me. It's my favorite restaurant. They got a good steak.
And we've now figured out the mystery on why they've only had sex like every 6 months, because he's having sex with somebody else. At least she is like willing, like she's like, I don't want to be with this dude anymore. I just want to know for sure who the other woman is. But why? What difference does it make?
I don't get that either.
You want to know you're better than her.
That's what this is?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the insecurity she's trying to fulfill it?
That's what I would want to know.
I mean, he did make her feel insecure with the you think you're the best thing out there line. So I'm sure she's like, well, who is the best thing out there? Who's my competition? Apparently it's this chick.
Now, warning, I did that last time when somebody cheated on me and I wanted to figure out who it was, and that backfired big time because she's way hotter than me.
Did it make you feel better?
No, it made me feel way worse.
I mean, yeah.
Can that go both ways also? If the new person of the ex is so much lower than you are, can that be as offensive as well?
I don't know.
Because then it was really your personality.
Right. Touche. I don't know. It wouldn't bother me either way. But, I mean, I think this guy obviously just, he doesn't want you. He just doesn't want anybody else to have you. I think that's his issue is. And I would leave that alone, period, and just move on. But I don't mind finding out for her because it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Like, I'm also curious. Like, I want it to assuage my curiosity. But, like, this dude just sounds like he sucks. I mean, he doesn't want you to be with anybody else, but he's also going to say that you're not the best thing out there. I mean, I think he dodged an absolute bullet by getting out of this relationship. My opinion is healthy people create healthy relationships, and this guy's not in a place where he can be healthy. And so I think you're in a good place now where you can start fresh. I get the curiosity thing, but, like, no matter what we find out, you're better off for not being with this guy.
Go to Ruth Chris. I'm sure they have those cameras, security cameras, and just asked to see security cameras when they were there from the night they were there.
Him taking her to Roof Chris and then offering her a promise ring or a promise to get a promise ring is nasty business.
Knowing that he was going to get you a promise ring tells me everything I need to know about this guy.
The most impressive thing that happened on The Bird Show today is Abby threw out the word assuage. Hear that?
I went to Florida. That's a good school.
That's why I'm saying that. That's why it's so impressive.
I'm finally flexing that degree.
It's The Bird Show.
Get it? The Bird Show.